You are now tuned in to Mind Games Uncut Radio with your host, Dee Mays.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? Welcome to another episode of My Games Uncut Radio. We are here. It's 5:24 a.m. in ATL. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm trying to say that. I've been saying that lately. But anyway, how y'all doing? How y'all feeling? This is going to be a short one, y'all. I said I'm going to get it in. Let me do it Monday because I didn't do nothing last week. Had a lot of stuff going on. Just, you know, busy as usual. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I do. Make sure y'all check me out on My Games Uncut podcast on YouTube. We had a great broadcast last night. Yesterday evening, talking about our brother Ozone, Arthur Wallace. He is locked up down in Daytona, Florida. Falsely accused. Hey, self-defense, man. Self-defense. This one brother that actually made it, him and his cop, got into a little altercation. And the brother won. And now they're trying to give the brother the death penalty. You know how it is. Black man shoots a white cop. They just, you know, nothing changed. But I actually do a show on this probably Thursday to give y'all the information. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. But anyway, y'all, we're going to talk about goals. You know what I'm saying? But before we get started, this morning episode is sponsored by BatterUp.com. BatterUp.com is BatterUpp. Yes, BatterUp.com. BatterUpp. Two P's. They got some of the best batter for fish, chicken, and other meats. BatterUp.com. All right, let's get right into it, y'all. Let's get right into it. We're talking about financial goals.
Finances up to that point will have a ripple effect on the second half of our lives.
Let's go back on you. Hold on, yeah. Hold on.
Today, we're going to talk about 9 specific financial goals you want to achieve before you hit 40. With average life expectancy around 80, 40 marks the halfway point for the many of us. So how we manage our finances up to that point will have a ripple effect on the second half of our lives. If you're ready to understand what financial goals will set you for the rest of your life, let's get started. But first, if you're new to the channel, my name is Tay from Financial Tortoise. In this channel, I discuss personal finance, investing, and all the while surviving in a multi-generational household. If these topics sound like something you'd like to learn more about, I would appreciate it if you could hit that like button and also consider subscribing. And if you have yet to download your free copy of The Sandy Generation's Guide to Financial Security, 10 Steps to Securing Your Family's Financial Future, please go to my website at financialtortoise.com and do so. Okay. I send out weekly newsletters with other great tips on mastering your money, and I wouldn't want you to miss them. The first financial goal you want to hit before the age of 40 is to define your ideal financial lifestyle. We spend much of our 20s and 30s trying out new things, making a lot of mistakes, and hopefully learning from them. But as we get closer to the age of 40, we want to start clearly identifying what is most important to us and how those priorities define our ideal lifestyle. You might have thought that cars...
Now, I will say that he's right. 20s and 30s, we just going jumping different careers or just different jobs. And, you know, time will go by, y'all. So I think he started this thing off right. Let's go.
...were very important to you because you were a kid that loved reading car magazines growing up. But after a decade of spending thousands of dollars on new cars, you realize now that they didn't bring you as much joy as you hoped. Instead, you found that having a nice backyard is more important to you because you learn you love hosting get-togethers with your family and friends. In that case, you have defined what brings you joy, and you can prioritize your spending on a nice backyard instead of new cars. When we have our ideal financial lifestyle defined, It makes it easy when it comes to purchasing or investing decisions. We know what brings us the most joy, and we can prioritize our spending to maximize that while we cut back ruthlessly on the things that don't bring us as much joy. If you don't know...
Yes, and credit cards, man. God, let me tell y'all something. I didn't get credit cards until I got about 40. And I'm telling you, I'm trying to eliminate them things right now because I'm telling y'all, credit cards is the worst thing you can get. Shout out to Dave Ramsey. He always speaks on that. Cut them cards up and stop using them.
What your ideal financial lifestyle is? Start by writing down what your ideal day would look like. How are you spending your day? Is it going out to a fancy restaurant with your significant other? Or is it just spending relaxing time at home with your family? When you have your ideal day written down, you can objectively start to identify how you can prioritize your finances to achieve that. Number two financial goal that you want to achieve before 40 is more specific. It is to have $0 in debt except a mortgage. The 40s is a time period when a lot of responsibilities converge.
Yeah, he hit it on the nail, y'all. We talk about this a lot in the finance class I be in. You want to eliminate debt. I know it's so hard for some of y'all. You know, we think you need to go on these big trips all the time and shop every weekend and go to expensive restaurants. I'm telling y'all, man, you want to eliminate much debt as possible, especially as you get older. This is what he's talking about right now. Listen to the man.
For many of us, it's the age when we take on a lot more responsibilities at work, managing departments and divisions. You have decades of work experience under your belt, which means more people are now coming to you for your expertise. In addition, your family is likely growing, with some of your older kids getting ready for college, and your younger kids getting more involved in extracurricular activities. And to add to that, your parents are now getting older and may require more assistance from you, physically and even financially. Now, if you still have debt when you're in your 40s, it can add a layer of stress on top of all these other responsibilities that I just mentioned. Debt is quite an interesting concept. It is touted by some as a way to achieve the American dream. Others say it's a devil and should be avoided at all costs. My personal perception is this. Debt should be treated like the neighbor you respectfully tolerate when you see them in the morning, but someone you should never invite into your house. Debt,
good analogy,
is oftentimes necessary, but don't accept debt as a normal way of life. They serve a function in our society because they allow us to purchase big expenses like a home. But we should be very cautious about letting it get too comfortable in our living room. When we accept debt as a normal way of life, we start to purchase things we don't need. We allow lifestyle creep to slowly start intruding into our life, and ultimately...
Man, I just said that. People up here thinking they have the lifestyle of rich and famous up here, maxing out credit cards, and even if you can pay them, you know, most people can't pay what they spent in a month on their credit card. Let's make that clear right now. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, let's continue.
We hinder our ability to live our life to the fullest in our 40s. All right, number three financial goal you want to achieve before 40 is to achieve a credit score of at least 800. I know I talked about avoiding debt in the previous point, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't get the best deal when you're about to take out a loan. It's almost impossible to avoid debt if you want to function in modern society. Unless you have $500,000 in cash sitting around, most people wouldn't be able to afford a home without access to a home mortgage. So if you're going to get that home mortgage, you might as well get the best deal possible. And the key component to that is to have the best credit score possible. And 800 plus before you hit the age of 40 is possible because you have lived long enough where the length of your credit score shouldn't...
And see, that's the thing. And he's right about that. I mean, most Americans are not going to hit 800 credit score when they get in their 40s. Unfortunately, because people are always getting themselves in more debt. Like I say, you get trying to put your kids in school. You're trying to put your kids in these different activities that cost money. You might, you know, buy new cars. You know, I mean, and some people end up buying houses later on. You should have got a house when you was younger. It's a lot, man. Going on special trips, like I said, going out every weekend, you know, not having a budget. And that's why most Americans, not just black people, but most Americans are in debt. I'm hearing people talking about $30,000 in credit card debt, $50,000 in credit card debt. That is insane.
Impact you negatively as it did when you're younger. And don't underestimate the impact of a few percentage points when it comes to your debt interest rates. On a $500,000 30-year mortgage loan, the difference in total interest that you will pay between a 3% versus a 4% interest rate is close to $100,000. If you have an 800 plus credit score, you will surely get the best interest rate in the market because lenders will look at you as someone who is responsible with his or her loan. But if you have a lower credit score because you didn't focus on building it, you might only qualify for a higher interest rate, and this could cost you thousands of dollars in the long run. Number four financial goal to achieve before the age of 40 is to have a solid emergency fund. And this is cold, hard, liquid cash.
Yeah, and that was Dave Ramsey talk about. And that's what I'm working on. You know, you always want to have, like he said, you want to have emergency funds. They say like $1,000 to $2,000 in emergency funds. Let me see what he say, all right?
In your bank account. As I mentioned earlier, when we hit the age of 40, a lot of responsibilities converge at once. Your kids might need braces. Your aging parents might need someone to drive them to their medical appointments. Or a new unexpected investment opportunity might present itself. We don't have as much flexibility in our 40s as we did in our younger self. It's not just us, so if something were to happen, we can't just pick up and move. Or decide that we're going to cut back and live on rice and beans for the rest of the year. Imagine how your spouse or your kids would react to that. A solid emergency fund will help you smooth out the bumps of life that will surely come in our 40s. And these bumps will come more often than we like. Think of emergency funds like the bowling guardrails that keep the ball within the lane, despite whatever life may throw at it. A good rule of thumb is 3 to 6 months worth of expenses in a readily accessible account, like a checking or savings account. If you're a lot more conservative.
Yeah. And he right, have 3 to 6 months, even a year. Some people, it's good to pay yourself for the year. You know what I'm saying? If you can, you got it, go on and do it. Small bills, pay them up for the year, or at least pay your bills up to 6 months. He's correct.
Like my wife and I, a 12-month emergency fund is also a good option. And if you still have some ways to go before you are 40, start building it little by little so you don't have the burden of trying to come up with a large sum of cash in a short period of time. Another thing I love about having a solid emergency fund is that they can function as your FU money, made famous by J.L. Collins. You might want to take on new opportunities in your 40s, or maybe even take some time off from work because you want to spend more time with the family. Having a solid emergency FU fund gives you that option. Number five financial goal you want to achieve before the age of 40 is to have at least 5 times your annual expenses in investments. And this is also what most financial independent enthusiasts would call coast fire. You achieve coast fire when you have enough money invested in the market, where even if you stop putting any more money into it, the compounding alone will allow you to have enough money when you reach your retirement age. 5 times your annual expenses and investments by the time you reach the age of 40 is good enough for most people to have enough to retire on if they were to hold that investments until the age of 65. 25 years of compounding and growing can turn a $500,000 investment at an 8% rate into a well over $3 million. So if you want options when you reach the age of 40, option to pursue a new career, option to slow down from work, or just spend more time with the family for a few years, aim to have at least 5 times your expenses and investments. And personally, I believe that low-cost total market index funds like VTSAX is one of the best places for individual investors like you and I.
Yeah, we're gonna go on and wrap that on up. Like I said, we won't be on the lawn. Let's get this, turn this music down a little bit. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, let's see. Change it up a little bit. But let me see. Hold on, y'all. Let's go back to our. Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, slow it down a little bit for y'all. But yeah, so yeah, man, he was touching on some real, he was touching on some real stuff, man. Let's go into the comments, y'all know how we do. And like I said, having an emergency fund to me is the most important thing. I think you should have an emergency fund when you're 30 years old, especially how everything's changing with inflation and stuff like that. Things going up, things going down, things going up. Expect the unexpected. I always tell my when I mentor young boys. I always tell them and tell my kids same thing. Expect unexpected stuff happens, man. Your car might mess up, you know, anything, you know what I'm saying? You might have some issues in the house, electrical problems, plumbing. So a lot of times we go to blow our money on a whole lot of stuff that we don't need. And then when we need the money for something, we don't have it. Then we all stressed out. So anyway, let's go into the comments. Hold on, y'all. Let me see. Somebody said I wasn't financially free until my 40s, and I'm still in my 40s. Bought my second house already, earned a monthly basis via my investment, and got 5 out of 5. Just hope it encourages someone that it doesn't matter if you don't have any of them right now. You can start today regardless of your age. Invest and change your future. Investing in the financial market is a great choice I made. Great video. Yeah. Yeah, man, it's never too late, but you want to do it when you're young, believe me. And especially if you got children, it's going to make life a whole lot harder because you got to raise their babies and you trying to maintain a household and pay your bills and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's why I would tell my children, and I advise anybody to have kids by you around by at least with 30 at least. Love your, let me see, I'm just saying, everybody talking about following him. Let me see. Somebody said, so much good comes from your video. There's so many different levels that state them. It would be a good, okay, all right. I mean, here we go. I don't want to read. I mean, I understand people trying to say thank you and all that, but I don't want to read that. I'm going to read what some actual good comments. I'm 30 and have almost 40K saved and invested and no debt other than mortgage. 150K left to pay with 150 in equity. Okay, saving about 500 a month, constantly hoping it does me well in the long run. Okay, hey, I ain't mad at him. Shoot, that's good compared to other people. I've been so terrified about the aging parents. My parents have no retirement accounts. They were of the generation that thought the government would take care of them. All I have to do is work hard. Wow. Yeah. That's the little baby boomers, y'all. That's the baby boomers. Yeah. Let's see what we got.
Hi, it's Mimi from Mimi Cares Personal Care. We are currently accepting new clients. A few benefits of Mimi Cares is that we are affordable. We help the client become more comfortable at home with personal one-on-one care. Services that we provide is skilled and non-skilled nursing, companion care, COVID care, assistance with meals and nutrition, and some transportation services. You can reach us at mimicarespersonal.org. The office phone is 678-973-9782. Again, mimicarespersonal.org. Thank you.
Yeah, like I was saying, you know, yeah, you want to take care of your parents too. And your parents, like I said, they was them baby boomers. They, unfortunately, a lot of them thought, you know, work hard, build up for retirement, and I live off my pensions and all that stuff. But the problem about that is if your health start declining, you're going to spend most of your retirement money on medicine, and that's what happens to a lot of our senior citizens. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, because you work yourself to death in this country, because we live in a capitalistic country and everybody trying to live that American dream, and a lot of time that American dream is a nightmare because you're trying to live a certain way, and you know, you stress yourself out, you try to put your kid through college, and a lot of time these kids don't finish college. it's a big mess. But you got to sit down and write this stuff out, y'all. I'm doing things differently, you know, and I wish I just would have knew a little young when I was younger. A lot of times, especially in our communities, we're not taught about finances like that. And yeah, man, I mean, it's okay though. You know, you know, sometimes you learn later in life. But anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. Make sure y'all follow me. Make sure y'all share this. Make sure y'all go to Mind Games Uncut on YouTube and go to Mind Games Uncut on TikTok. I'll be live on there sometimes. And man, people, we be getting down in there. We was talking about. Actually interviewing this transgender guy. He was breaking stuff down to me. I'm like, yeah, wow, very interesting information he was giving out. But that being said, y'all, let me get up out of here, man. I'll probably be on Thursday, maybe, you know, he'll never know. It all depends, because you know I'm always all over the place. But make sure y'all be safe. Like I said, I hope I gave y'all some good information this morning. Like I said, man, look, get your finances in order. You know, I don't think we as a country, but even as a community, we don't really stress that enough, especially to our kids. You know what I'm saying? Schools don't teach your kids how to prepare for the world. They just teach you how to be consumers. That's a fact. That being said, I'm out.